Now, if we turn to Exodus chapter 19, we're going to read from verse 9. And the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. And be ready against the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds upon the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that ye go not up unto the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount, shall he surely be put to death. There shall not a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through. Whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. And over to chapter 20, and we're reading from verse 18. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, and when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. Now, we have a totally different relationship with God than the people of Israel had. The people of Israel were living under the law, and the Ten Commandments was, and I'm thinking of a preacher, Kerry Price, now preaching in DEC one time, and he says the Ten Commandments then was, Thou shalt not, and if you do, you're going to suffer the consequences. Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 12. And we're reading verse 18. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they heard, entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned, or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Now in the New Testament, when we talk about fear of the Lord and being in awe of the Lord, we're talking about the respect and worship that we should offer the Lord. We are now sons and daughters of God, right? And in the words of Kerry Price, the commandment now is not, thou shalt not. The commandment is, thou shalt not. Thou shalt not, because with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we won't want to. And the one thing that I discovered when I got saved was, the one thing it does, not only prevents you from sinning most of the time, but when you do fall into the sin, it takes all the fun out of it. I used to enjoy sin. But you sin now, and immediately it's that devastating little voice within you, condemning you. Let's just turn over to chapter 10 of Hebrews. We're reading verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after these days, said the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Enter into the holiest now by the blood of Jesus through the grace of God. In Old Testament times, it was only the remnant was saved by God's grace. In New Testament times, it's the remnant was saved by God's grace. The Lord, the Father in heaven, loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross, to suffer the criminal's death, the most ignominious death on the cross for our sins. And he didn't die for the world. He died for those that was given to him out of the world by the Father. And as we prepare now at this few moments in time before we partake of the bread and wine, we have to realize just what a depth of gratitude and worship we owe our Father in heaven and the Lord.